All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk, and Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday. Always nice to see you, dude.
Dude!
What's up, man?
Earth, Wind, and Fire for you.
Yes, indeed. I ran into...
Fire?
Yes! Yeah, you know, the three guys that started the group, and Fire was in P.F. Chang's the other day.
I like Fire.
Yes,
I like Earth.
His real name is Ralph, but I ran into Fire. You're right.
Earth, Wind, and Rain is something that they offer in some brothels. Maybe you could figure that out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got you.
The wind part of it, I think some guys like when they fart in their face.
God damn.
Yeah, Jack, I'm with you.
Earth, Wind, and Shower.
All right, folks, tomorrow night we're going to be at the King game, so try to slide on down there and watch the St. Louis Blues take on the L.A. Kings. And now, as promised, a very funny friend of Arsenio Hall's, I'll give you the pleasure of introducing this young man.
Well, most of your fans know him from the Dave Chappelle Show.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually have a T-shirt at home that says, I'm Rick James, bitch. And I wear it, and my son usually won't get out of the car at the mall because I'm wearing my I'm Rick James, bitch shirt. I've known this gentleman for a long time. We've had a lot of fun together. Ladies and gentlemen, from Roosevelt, New Jersey.
Whoa.
Stand-up comic and actor, Mr. Charlie Murphy.
Hey, how are you,
hey,
Mr.
What's
Murphy?
On,
what's up, Charles? I'm here, man,
I'm
with Tim Conway Jr., who I do this on Wednesday nights with. And you know that because last time you were here at the Improv and I couldn't come because I was here working for the white man.
That's absolutely true.
I remember that, man.
Yeah.
But before we go any further, listen, Arsenio, it's not Roosevelt, New Jersey. It's Englewood, New Jersey, man.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
you're
Englewood.
Right.
Yeah, my people here, I don't want them to get upset here.
I know.
Englewood, New Jersey.
As a matter of fact, my phone is ringing and it says Flavor on it. Can you explain that?
Flavor live in Long Island. Roosevelt's in Long Island, you know?
Yeah.
That might be Flavor on the phone, you know? I don't know.
Hey, you know
that
what?
Might be.
You know, here, now here's something that Tim may not know. I always thought maybe there's something in the water there. Charlie, tell him all the talented people that you grew up with. It's amazing who comes from that area, including Howard Stern, I think.
Howard Stern.
Right.
Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, Aaron Hall, some guy, his brother.
Yeah. Damien Hall.
Damien Hall, yeah. Yep. Julius Irving.
Wow.
Who else? Curly from the Globetrotters.
Yeah.
For real, let me.
I wonder if he's ever insulted by that. You list all the names, and then you go, the guy from the Globetrotters, and then everyone laughs at him.
The Curly Neal.
Curly.
Yeah.
Curly. Was it Curly?
Yeah.
I think he was the last generation when that name was allowed.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Curly.
Your name can't be Curly now. You know what I'm saying?
No, not even close. How many thought Curly looked like Smokey Robinson, or was it just me?
Curly from the
Curly Neal from the Globetrotters looked like.
But I remember Curly Neal was supposed to be the handsome Globetrotter. I remember back.
You know what I'd like to have seen, and again, Charlie Murphy is with us, but I'd like to have seen the Generals. That's who they always played, right?
Oh, the Washington Generals. Yeah.
I'd like for them to have, like, maybe hired Pat Riley and really gotten a great effing team together and beat the hell out of the Globetrotters. Wouldn't that be fun to see Globetrotters lose, like, 110 to 52?
Nah. nobody wants to see the Globetrotters lose.
Hey, Charlie.
They ever lost.
Hey, now, this makes a transition into basketball stuff. I wasn't at the house the day the Prince thing happened, but how close,
right.
the Prince basketball sketch on Dave Chappelle, and we might have to tell Tim exactly how that went. How much of that was true?
It was true. The only thing that was different was Dave Chappelle was wearing at the clothes of Prince. Outside of that, man, all the rest of it was true, man.
Wait, what was the sketch?
You know, there was a game, but see, this is what we left out to make it funny. You know, shoes on, and you know what I'm saying?
Wait, Prince?
We were coming from the club, Improvado or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody had suits on, shoes, and you know, he was drunk, man. You know, he coming from the club.
Right.
So how good of a basketball player are you going to be in those conditions? The Gators aren't drunk.
Hey, did Prince really fix y'all pancakes after it was over?
Yes.
Hey, is Prince a basket? Is he a decent basketball
strawberries.
Player?
Strawberries. Yes. Strawberries.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Is Prince a decent basketball player?
He missed the point of what I just said. For a man to prepare pancakes for his friends and be thoughtful enough to put strawberries on it. I mean, how many niggas you know like that? How many Gabby Susie? How many? That's unique, man. Burn the impression forever.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny that you wouldn't let Tim move on with the interview. Because it was like, wait, did you hear what I just said about the accoutrements of the pancakes?
You missed the point, you white mother effer. Put strawberries on them.
Hey, put strawberry on it, man.
One more thing I forgot to ask. How did the stuff go last time you were here? Because you were doing stand-up here, right?
Oh, yeah, it went great, man. It went great. We had a nice, there was a kick little thing we did over at the Improv, you know. Yeah. And we had a lot of industry folks came through when they seen it, and everybody had a good time, man. And last night we had another one. We had the screening of my movie, The Hustle. They did that last night. So
when is the movie coming out?
We're trying to shoot for the spring, man.
Good.
You know? The movie was done over a year ago, so it's about time for it to come out, you know?
What is The Hustle about?
The Hustle is like these two. Afshir, the guy who's... he played hits on BET. He was also... And Ashton Kutcher's punk, and he was also in Glory Road. He's a real funny brother. He and I did a buddy movie with two guys that were diagnosed kleptomaniacs, trying to be clean, go straight. And we have, unfortunately, the type of job where it's hard to do because we work as bug exterminators, which puts us in people's homes.
That sounds like a great movie.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's...
We end up stealing from the wrong people, you know?
Right.
It's a funny movie, man.
That sounds like a great... Did you write it?
No, I didn't write it. No, written and directed by Deion Taylor. It's a cat up in Sacramento. You know, everybody's in the movie. John Witherspoon, Tiny Lister, you know,
Arsenio,
Pamela
you
Jones.
No, it was shot on a Wednesday, Tim.
Arsenio had to work. Yeah. He's been ready.
Hey, Charlie, I got a... Tim, do you want to ask Mr. Murphy something? I mean, before I go ahead?
No, it's all you, man.
Oh, okay. Here's the other thing I wanted to ask you, Charlie. Obama. I want to talk about Obama, and I want to talk about Jesse Jackson Jr. Did you see all that stuff today?
Wow. I hope it ain't true, man.
Really?
Oh, that he's candidate number 5 and the allegations. Man, come on, don't need that right now, man.
Yeah, there were some allegations that candidate number 5, who I guess is Jesse Jackson Jr., somebody on his behalf offered the governor $1.5 million if he would select Jesse Jackson Jr. as the senator to replace Barack Obama. Now, two things. One, I believe that Jesse Jackson is innocent. I believe he had nothing to do with it. But who would put up $1.5 million on his behalf? It's got to be a very close friend or a family member then.
LaToya Jackson?
It's going to be interesting. I don't know if you saw his press conference, but he was adamant that he had nothing to do with it, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, what other position can you take?
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie.
People say, yes, Charlie, you caught me. That can't be your response.
Yeah, none of these guys, like even the guy down in Louisiana who got caught by the FBI with $90,000 worth of bribe money in his freezer, he even said he's innocent. Everybody.
All these guys are. Yeah. I have no idea how this money got me. I would never.
Yeah. I know.
At the end of the day, man, you know, when I heard about this thing, I was like, you know, even if he's innocent or not, or guilty or whatever, I've never heard of that process, you know, that going down. I never thought of it in terms of, yeah, you can actually pull strings like this and put money up and buy it. Like that was possible. Now, that's blatant proof to me. It's even a name for it and everything.
Oh yeah,
that does go on in this country, you know.
Yeah,
and it's sad, right? Yeah.
But I love the fact that this guy, this Bogoyevich, whatever his name is, I love how he's one of the last guys who is like a really old style political criminal.
Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, I love the balls.
Did they say the last three governors locked up already? Something like that.
Yeah, that's the standard operating procedure.
The last three governors of Chicago.
Yeah, the last three Illinois governors are all in jail.
Yep. And remember Harold Washington, the mayor? Remember how he mysteriously tapped dead at mid-sentence at a meeting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. It's over.
At mid-sentence.
With strawberries.
With strawberries, yeah.
Hey,
of course. Around his face.
You know, Charlie, when that movie comes out, we'd love to have you on to talk about it. When are they going to release it?
Like I said, they're shooting for the spring. You know, the screening went real well.
Perfect.
And it's a few studios hollering, so I'm going to make a deal, you know, and the movie's ready, man. It's funny. It's ready to go. So
excellent.
I don't see why not.
Hey, Charlie, when is the last time you ran into Chappelle, man? How's he doing?
You know, actually, I just acquired Chappelle's number 2 days ago because, you know, we've been out of touch for a minute. But the last time I seen him, he was in San Francisco. You know, the punchline?
Yeah.
Hey, again, Charlie Murphy is with us.
He did like a six-hour show, man.
Yeah, that's what I was explaining to him. He was trying to break the Guinness record for stand-up, right?
He did break the record. He holds the record.
What's the record?
5 hours?
Now, I think the record was in a six-hour range. And when I seen his show, it was 6 hours that night. And
Jesus
he made
Christ.
It even longer.
Wow.
To pull that off, you have to be so charismatic, so magnetic, that you can actually tell the audience, I'll be right back, and they go to the bathroom and eat, or take a break, and they sit there and wait for you.
Right.
Like, it's not like you're in a theater, and you say, it's going to be an 15-minute intermission. You're in a club. There's no such thing as intermission. And you just walk up the stage and stare at your stool till you come back.
While you go make another stool.
Yeah, how about also...
Whatever you want to do, you know. He was able to do that, man.
How about the chick telling her friends where you took her on a first date? Yeah, a guy did 6 hours of stand-up.
Yes.
Well, you know, the audience, after that 6 hours, it's not the same people sitting in the audience.
Oh, they kept changing them.
Yeah, people leave and then let other people in, you know what I'm saying?
That's pretty cool. Hey, Charlie,
nobody's sitting there.
Charlie, would you do 6 hours of stand-up?
No, man.
Yeah. Hey, we got a bad connection here with
you,
Charlie. But when you're in, you know, when that movie comes out, we'd love to have you in. Especially if you're in Los Angeles, that'd be great. Charlie Murphy.
Oh, and what? Is he still there?
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, one more thing. You have to know this. Guess what one of Tim's favorite bits in a movie is?
What?
He loves the lady on the slide in the water park in Norbit.
Oh, when she walks into that the water park and he says, hey, you have to have bottoms on, I thought I was going to actually wet my pants.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the compliment.
You wrote that. You and your brother wrote that, right?
Yeah, we wrote that together, man. Yeah, man. So I'm glad you enjoyed the movie, man.
And then, when she picks up that steam on that slide, man. It's nothing like that.
Hey, Charlie, I'm going to do the news. It's like I'm at home. Yo, I'm going to do the news, and I'll call you when I get off the air.
That's what's up.
All right, thanks,
man.
Buddy. Thanks. And please come in when your movie's out. It sounds like a funny movie, The Hustler.
Yeah.
Or The Hustle. Yeah. All right, folks, it is about 16 minutes after 9 o'clock or so here on a Wednesday. Arsenio Hall is with us. And that must mean news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
what?
Hey, what's going on with that news, Gina Gray?
There's a lot going on with this news, Timothy Conway.
All right.
First of all, the state of Illinois is in hot water once again as Governor Rod Blagojevich remains held on charges for putting President-elect Obama's Senate seat up on the auction block. In these statements released 14 hours before his arrest, the Illinois governor invites all interested parties to tape any conversation they'd like with him.
I guess they did.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I think there's nothing but sunshine hanging over me. Let me answer that. Your question is, and by the way, I should say, if anybody wants to tape my conversations, go right ahead. Feel free to do it. I appreciate anybody who wants to tape me openly and notoriously, and those who feel like they want to sneakily and wear taping devices, I would remind them that it kind of smells like Nixon and Watergate.
Yeah.
Wow. Sneakily.
Yeah, what is he, writing a fourth grade paper?
Jesus Christ.
He sneakily sneaked up.
This guy with that effed up hair doing. Nobody knew who he was in outside of Illinois. Nobody knew who he was until Monday of this week. Now he's got that effed up hair and that crazy. I mean, I do respect that the guy's a complete a-hole and he's going for it. You know, he knew he was being taped, and yet he's still trying to sell a U.S. Senate seat in 2008. With the internet and the bugging devices that they have, the cops have, the FBI, the guy was such a moron. Yeah. He has no idea that people are taping us.
He just doesn't care.
I assume people are taping my conversations, and I'm not even voting for Senate.
He's a sociopath, maybe.
Yeah, he's got to be.
I actually did a little extra digging. Thank you very much.
Good for you.
And I found excerpts from his Thanksgiving this year.
Really?
I thought you might find interesting.
Oh, excellent.
I will be very careful with the language, but apparently he is a very colorful man.
All right, here we go.
He and his wife and his daughters had Thanksgiving with the chief of staff, John Harris, this year. And Blagojevich's wife asked him to please pass the potatoes. He answered with, he will give her the effing potatoes, but the effing potatoes aren't effing cheap. So they went through that for a minute. She asked him to cut the turkey, to which he responded, "What am I, your effing butler?" And reminded her that he doesn't effing work for free. Blagojevich said he hated effing cranberry sauce, you stupid F, to his wife.
Wow.
And reminded his wife that the only reason we have this effing turkey in the first place, here's where it gets interesting, was because Senate candidate 5 had personally delivered it to the Blagojevich residence that morning. Blagojevich's wife said Blagojevich could take Senate candidate 5's turkey and shove it up his A. Blagojevich said she could have the turkey, but if she feels like talking to him like that, then she can go F herself. At which point, the chief of staff, John Harris, volunteered to carve the turkey that nobody else wanted to carve, and everybody returned to eating in silence.
Now, Gina, please, you can't sell this to this audience. This is Thanksgiving with Marianne Conway.
I did talk to your family during the break.
Typical Thanksgiving.
I talked to a brother and or a sister. A
lot of swearing going on. Jesus Christ.
That's much funnier than my John McCain ad lib.
God almighty. What is up with this guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
And doesn't his hair tell a specific story?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
I think it's real because you can't look that crazy with fake hair. Wouldn't you just get the different do?
I have a feeling that if somebody, maybe a gentleman, possibly, who is losing his hair, wants to compensate for it, that he'd get the Muppet hair. You know, just say, look what I can buy and put on my head.
So according to those transcripts.
Look what I can buy and put on my head.
And that was all recorded?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So somebody's in there bugging the house.
People love to bug this guy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Him and OJ have the same friends.
God almighty. And now the Senate candidate number 5, they say, is probably Jesse Jackson Jr.
He delivered him a turkey.
So he delivered the turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Very nice.
Must really want to be a senator.
Yeah.
Give his a-hole a turkey.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
Yes. The Reverend Jesse Jackson's son, Jesse Jackson Jr., as you know, is now linked to this craziness. In this clip, Jackson Jr. holds a press conference to denounce the pay-to-play politics and to deny any corrupt dealings with this Illinois.
And by the way, he cried on the inside.
Yes.
A junior cried on the inside.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll play that clip for you. It is Jesse Jackson Jr. denying anything to do with the old payola trying to buy a U.S. Senate seat in 2008. Man, this is not 1932.
Mm-mm.
This is 2008, and the governor of the state of Illinois is trying to sell the Senate seat. Barack Obama's vacated Senate seat. Man, that is unbelievable. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grant is doing news, and every Wednesday, Arsenio Hall is with us. How much more can you ask for in a radio show? I ask you that. Flip around the dial and see what else you can, you know. If there's anything else interesting out there, I want to know. But you flip around, you're not going to see Arsenio Hall on any other station, and Gina doing the news. And the fun that we have at this station. So, and
who knows, there might be a police chase before it's over.
Yeah, and Channel 9. We're watching Channel 9. Anytime there's one, Channel 9 and Channel 2 cover like nobody else. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk. Do it, man.
Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall.
You go, dog!
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every Wednesday. And Arsenio Hall is locked in to do next Wednesday's show, and then there's no more overall deal with Arsenio.
Does then the vacation begins after next?
Yeah. Next week's our last show together, possibly.
You know what's really weird? My mother's pissed.
Why?
Me and my mother get along really well. She's never pissed at me. She's a huge Tim Conway fan.
Is that right?
And I said, Mom, but I got stuff that I've been putting off that I got to do, blah, 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 blah. And she said, well, I've never enjoyed you as much as with Tim this year.
Oh, that's very nice of her to say that.
It's weird. Nobody agrees with anything I do.
I like your mom.
But when I start doing this, it was like, you let the white man put his foot on your throat every Wednesday night. You know, and now all of a sudden it's like, stay.
Everywhere I go in the valley, I hear stories about your mom, though.
Oh,
you know,
God.
She's buying a, at the pool store. I hear stories about your mom at the Starbucks.
Well, my mother has like 5 or 6 pools from Leslie. As a matter of fact, she has no house. It's just a property with 5 pools on it.
I guess you got some kind of upscale slide or diving board or something, man.
Oh, yeah.
You got something going on in that pool.
Yeah, yeah. You ever go to that store that sells marijuana near Leslie Pool?
No, there's one right there?
They know my mother, too. Apparently, she buys chocolate there.
Well, C's is such a far drive.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, right.
Tampa and right. Van Owen.
And the C's, it's too sweet.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. All right, Gina Grant is doing the news. Where are we in the news, Gina?
Well, if you have a child between the ages of 12 and 17, you may want to keep an extra eye on the kinds of things they are downloading on their cell phones. A new survey shows that 22% of teenage girls and 18% of teenage boys take and send nude pictures of themselves on their phones.
Is that right?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Huh.
How old 16 are these kids? Again. 12 to 17 teenagers.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Is that illegal to do?
Well, it's really not.
It's not.
Because even if you're a 13-year-old sending a picture to another 13-year-old, now that 13-year-old has child pornography.
Right, I'm saying.
So it's illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not illegal for you to be 13 and take a picture of yourself
It's
nude.
Not recommended, but I don't think it's illegal.
Gina, would you do nudity?
In what context?
Like say for instance.
Yeah, I did it.
Oh.
I mean,
she was a nude model in college.
And I was in hair.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm thinking
you were
this.
In Harry.
Say, yeah.
Hey, Princess doesn't like that.
You do a movie, for instance. You do this movie,
yeah.
And then you're offered a nude layout. Would you do it?
Let's get real, quote-unquote, hypothetical. Mm-hmm. Like if I was offered money to be in the Busty Cop series?
Well, no, I'm something classier. Something classier. You know,
it depends on the
anything,
context.
Huh?
It would need to be an art film classy.
Oh,
the scene would have to be necessary.
But
you
modeled
story.
Nude in college for art class.
For 3 years.
That's pretty cool.
Actually, I found the picture. I have this amazing, I'm not a narcissist or anything. I have this 10-by-10-foot mural of myself naked. And it's amazing. And it used to be on my wall, but it's really big and I can't fit it on my wall now. So I took a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
Wait, you found the picture or you found the...
Well, I have the mural.
Right.
But the mural's so big, I keep it rolled up. So I took a picture of the mural.
Oh, I see.
You know, just to bust out when I'm feeling proud of my mural.
And by the way, if you roll something up and drop it in her apartment, you won't find
okay,
it.
Okay, FYI.
I lost a joint about a year and a half ago.
I lost a toaster there.
Now might be a good time to mention.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
We've had a clean
session? The house is clean.
Whoa!
It's been exercised. Thank you very much. My good friend Becky Wu, who is amazing, said no more. No mas.
Good for her.
The Lord and everybody else around you does not want you to be disorganized. She came in.
Becky who?
Wu.
Oh.
She's amazing. Did an overhaul on my apartment. It's not done. She built these amazing shelves in my closet, redid my bathroom, moved my bed so I like was sleeping in the middle of my room and all confused and disoriented. Bought me furniture. I have really good friends. I have amazing friends.
Furniture or pictures of furniture?
Furniture.
Wow.
And when it's all set up, and I want to incorporate Tuscan yellow into my apartment. So when I get, Christ. I might paint my wall Tuscan yellow.
Is that like mustard?
A little bit. Okay. A little bit. I will do another Cribs. Thank you very much.
Wow, good. And, I can't wait to see it.
The new digs.
All right, now we passed on Jesse Jackson Jr.'s speech
here.
Oh,
we probably want to talk about that.
Okay. You're stupid.
All right, Jesse Jackson Jr. Came out and denied any involvement with Mayor Blagojevich. Blagojevich, Jeff. All right, here we go. Jesse Jackson Jr. I ain't guilty, folks.
I reject and denounce pay-to-play politics and have no involvement whatsoever in any wrongdoing. I did not initiate or authorize anyone at any time to promise anything to Governor Blagojevich on my behalf. I never sent a message or an emissary.
A lot of guys taking pictures of him, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Tim, if you ever hear me over-articulate like this, I'm guilty.
I was just going to
really?
Say, yeah.
I mean, brother is talking.
You think he's compensating for dad?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Dad clearly has Bandini Mountain in his mouth and can hardly speak the King's English, but this brother is denying.
Yeah, he did not
he
do
is
it, man.
Speaking.
And they don't stop taking pictures of him.
Or an emissary to the governor to make an offer, to plead my case, or to propose a deal about a U.S. Senate seat, period.
By the way, how many, he's just standing there with a podium and a flag behind him. Mm-hmm. And they're taking what, if you slow it down, maybe 60,000 pictures of him?
Yeah.
Why, does everybody need a different angle of that?
Jesus
it's like
Christ.
A burst.
Yeah, you
one
could just you
cameras.
Take one and you send it back to the LA Times or New York Times and they post it.
Yeah.
Guy's taking like 400 pictures of it.
Maybe
him.
He blinks a lot.
You know what it is these goddamn digital cameras, you know, back when there was film, you know, it cost you money to do this. So you took one or two. Mm-hmm. Now you just, you know, hold the button down and just let it roll.
Fire it off.
That's annoying.
They took 1,400 pictures right during the word period. Period.
Period.
Or to propose a deal about a U.S. Senate seat. Period.
Jesus Christ.
He did hit that period, man.
Yes, indeed. Brother is innocent.
Period.
Or real guilty.
I thought, mistakenly, that the process was fair, above board and on the merits. I thought, mistakenly, that the governor was evaluating me and other Senate hopefuls based upon our credentials and qualifications.
He sounds like he ate Barbara Jordan. He's talking so well.
It almost sounds like somebody has that popping paper there. They're not even taking pictures anymore. They're just effing with him. Yeah, the bubble wrap.
I thought mistakenly that the governor was going to make a decision in the best interest of our state as well as our nation. I thought mistakenly that the governor was considering me based on my 13 years of hard work on behalf of the people of our state as well as our nation.
He make Obama sound like Floyd Patterson. That brother can speak.
Oh, yeah.
I thought mistakenly I had a chance and I was being considered because I had earned it. Clearly, I was badly mistaken. I did not know that the process had been corrupted. I did not know that credentials, that qualifications, that a record of service meant nothing to the governor. I did not know that the governor and his cronies were attempting to use the process to extort money and favors in a brazen pay-to-play scheme.
Oh, boy. That's what it was, though. You know, they're trying to charge money for the next senator from Illinois. Jesus
but don't
Christ.
You think he's getting a little specific, too? We've discussed this before, that when you're guilty, it's, I did not do this specific thing. I did not go to these particular cronies and do this pay-to-play, blah, blah. Like, well, why would you know about all of this?
Well, he's been told because he had a meeting with the FBI and the feds over this. They called him into the office and said, hey, what do you know? And, you know, what do you say?
Right.
Sit down, let's have some coffee. But also, you know, he's lawyered up. He's got a lawyer now.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't take any questions from the press corps there. Now, if you're truly, truly innocent, like let's say they accused Arsenio Hall of, you know, going to the governor's office and saying, hey, Arsenio Hall, somebody on your behalf paid $1.5 million to try to get you in that seat. You would laugh throughout the whole press conference.
Yes.
You'd be like, hey, I'll take any question. I'll sit here for 14 hours if you like.
If I was really innocent, I would bring a pillow.
I'll sit here on this pillow and you can ask me 14 hours worth of questions.
My ass is not going to be hurting, but I will be here 14 hours from now explaining to y'all that you got nothing.
You got nothing on me, man. All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, Oprah Winfrey is back in the news tonight as she comes clean once again about her issues with her fluctuating weight.
Uh-oh.
In this clip, the talk show queen discusses with her audience the personal struggles she faced while getting the January issue of O Magazine together.
Oh, now, do you know her? You know Oprah?
Oh, yes.
Is that right? You been on her show?
Absolutely.
A couple
absolutely.
Of times?
I think one of the most exciting things in my life was to get an entire hour on Oprah.
Wow.
He's in the
right before I jumped on the couch. No, Oprah hates my guts, but I really love her and respect her.
Wait, you've never been on Oprah? You have?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
For a whole hour?
Whole hour.
And she hates you?
What did you do?
You know what? I did a Stedman joke.
Uh-oh.
That probably crossed the line.
Uh-oh.
But here's what I respect about
Oprah.
Did
you call him the N-word?
Worse, I called him a honky. No. called him the H-word, and it made no sense. You know what, Tim? She called me and told me what I did and why she thought it was over the line.
Are you kidding me?
And that's why I really respect it, because a lot of people will either just be mad at you and you don't know what's up, or they say to other people what they think about you. Oprah called me, and by the end of the conversation, I was like, you know, you're right. And give Gail and Stedman my love.
Uh-oh.
And please don't be mad.
Did you ever do the joke again?
No, hell no.
See, that's something that Arsenio respects, that she, you know, was upfront about it and a real stand-up lady. I can see that just annoying the hell out of you, Tim. Someone not calling you and belaboring, having to have a conversation about it.
No,
I don't see that being your thing.
I've offended some people on the air here, and they've contacted me through Jack Silver.
Damn it.
I know, Jack. But it's happened twice here at this station. And both times, I said, it's, you know, we do 3 hours a night. Yeah, we're going to say something that offends somebody.
Right.
I mean, if you're that thin effing skin, then don't listen or get out of show business.
Yeah.
You know?
That's mean,
please,
Tim.
Jesus
you were
Christ.
Mean and rude.
Brian. One of them was about Brian, actually. But it is, you know, it goes to the territory. For Oprah to sit there and, like, call people, like, hey, you know, as soon as I'm done with you, I got to call Chappelle. Because he did something.
Well, you know what? I told her. I defended myself.
How long was the conversation you had with her?
I would guess the conversation. I had been already called at my office because she officially wanted to cancel the booking, because she was booked to do my show.
Really?
And she wanted to cancel that. And she told me, she said, I'm going to cancel, and, you know, I will reschedule at some point, but right now, it's not a good time for us to do this.
Jesus
and she broke
Christ.
It down. And I told her what I thought. I thought...
Was she yelling? Was there a tone of your a-hole?
No, she was just... She was really very nice about it. And what she explained was, she says, I even heard... I guess she hadn't seen it at that point. She said, I even heard that you did a disclaimer at the beginning. And you said, look, I know this is probably not true. But she said, just because you exacerbated the situation, talked about the issue when you knew it was something that would bug me and you knew it was unfounded, I thought you could have let that one go.
Oh, man.
And basically, I stopped being cryptic about it. It was a joke insinuating that Stedman was involved with a male hairdresser or somebody involved with her. It was, you know, it was some cheap joke about Stedman possibly being gay.
Fantastic.
And I said, look, I know this ain't true, but there's an accusation being made. And then I read the setup of something someone said and then did a joke.
Right.
And I probably should have just let it go.
Right. Well, you know.
It is. So even though I defended myself, in the end, I kissed her ass and said, you know, as much as I like to defend myself, that's your man. You're right. and I'm sorry.
Are they still together?
I think so. I think he was with her.
I saw him recently. At Grant Park.
Yeah. Were you sweating during that conversation?
Absolutely. Because you know what? You just don't want to make Oprah mad. I would love to make anybody else mad other than Oprah. and that's just the way I felt about it. And I stood in the mirror and called myself an a-hole for like three
and a half
hours.
Yeah, but you know what sucks is that it's not, an a-hole comedian doing it. It's like, you know, a good guy doing it, and she should have given you a break.
You know what I felt? I felt that she had to do that because Stedman was mad.
Okay.
Probably madder than
now,
her.
Have you run into Stedman since the joke?
You know what? I've never met Stedman.
Really?
Don't know him. But, you know.
Are you avoiding him or you just never met him?
He's afraid of Stedman.
I'm afraid that mustache will jump off his lip and attack me. I fear his stash.
If you ran into him at Topanga Plaza, would you say, hey, Stedman, I'm Arsenio, and you guys are...
He duck into Gap Kids.
Which is the perfect place to run when you're a coward like me. Is it? Gap Kids, go! Good point, Gina.
All right, we got to take a break here. We'll aerosols. Come back with more news with Gina Grad and a very interesting story from Arsenio Hall and Oprah, two kings of comedy going at it.
I would love to tell you, I told her, get off my phone, Oprah. But I was very quiet and very apologetic.
You just listen, huh?
Yep, I just kept saying, but.
All right, Arsenio Hall is with us. Gina Grad's doing the news. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny. But yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I'm drinking a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us. Gina Grad's doing news. And we're going to listen to Oprah talk about her weight. Is that right, Gina?
Yes, indeed.
All right, here we go.
As we were approaching January issue and everybody talking about health and starting your New Year's resolutions and how to get yourself back on track, I did not feel that I could do that, honestly, without addressing the fact that I had fallen off track. And so when we were talking about, when we first started to discuss what are we going to do for the magazine cover for January, which we have to do those months in advance, I said, why don't we just tell the truth? Why don't we just put my fat butt on the cover and shoot that and shoot my thinner self looking at my overweight self and trying to resolve this whole issue of health.
Okay, I think we get the point.
Yeah.
All right. What else going on? I think we all get it.
See, that's what you would have done in the middle of an Oprah call.
Absolutely.
Okay, bitch, I get the point.
Yeah, we get the point.
I think we all get the point.
Yeah. So she's on the cover again?
Yeah. Right. Well, she's on the magazine. Cover.
All right. So you know what's going to happen? This is going to bring up about another, you know, diet. You know, avocado, berries, and yeast.
Yep.
You know,
probably light on the yeast.
Off to the races.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't yeast make stuff rise? Like stomachs?
Yeah. All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina?
GI tracts. Well, just as many of us are starting to form these great relationships with major networks' fall programming, many of your new favorite shows are about to be yanked right off the air. And to ease you into this little reality check that you're going to have to break up with the new shows that you've started to get involved with, Yahoo.com has put together a list of current season's canceled TV shows with information on how many episodes are remaining. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's pass. All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Really?
Yeah, who cares? It's canceled TV. Let's get to that Chuck E. Cheese story.
Okay, fine.
After canceled shows.
Well, Sorry, Randy. Put that music away for next week. All right.
Here we go.
Kid-friendly pizza chain Chuck E. Cheese is just barely staying open in Massachusetts this week, as the restaurant is under scrutiny for selling alcohol to minors in a...
Jesus Christ.
In a sting operation.
Jesus Christ.
This particular Chuck E. Cheese that boasts a full bar and is in a bit of a holding pattern right now is waiting to see what kind of punishment they will receive for serving alcohol to an underage child. Wow. And though the pizza playground is worried about their future, Lieutenant Thomas Dion says they might get a pass this time.
All right, Chuck E. Cheese, man, serving alcohol to the little cheeses.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know is they actually have a full liquor license because it was their first offense. I think they went in there and they'd never gone through this before. And they were very apologetic and said that they're really going to tighten up on their controls and hopefully this won't happen again.
A full bar at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
That's great. Where's the full bar of Chuck E. Cheese?
Well, in related news, there's also a lot of fights breaking out at Chuck E. Cheese lately. So they're adding security guards to the doors.
Jesus Christ.
So maybe, you know, a little less of the Bud Light while the kid's birthday is going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's guys that are getting, you know, Jägermeister shots, yeah. Doing belly
bombs.
Shots. Yeah. Kid's trying to turn his coupons in for a Chinese finger torture.
I saw a kiddie brawl where kids, it was like a Yankee Red Sox game. What happens?
At Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes. What happens is the little rat, Chucky, you know, they have somebody dress up as that rat during the day. And he takes a bunch of these tickets and throws them in the air.
Oh.
And the kids get to go after him.
Oh, yeah?
That's a bad idea.
Yes, it is.
And they went after each other. Huh?
My kid whipped some ass out in the valley at 4 years
Throwing
old.
Throwing elbows.
All right. And that is the news with Gina Grad, everybody. Yeah, look at you.
The news with Gina Grass.
Son, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, folks, so we got to take a break here. Thanks for the news with Gina Grad, everybody. Check her out at GinaGrad.com.
Thanks for the plug, Tim.
Right? That's your website.
Yeah.
Right? You still doing stand-up on it?
No.
That down?
I didn't take it down. It's just not, it hasn't changed since I got this amazing job. Right.
Well, she said that. She flipped me off. All right, Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Decisions that are made by you. But we are sick and tired of hearing this song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing.
97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.